morning.
Hello, I'm JC Long.
I'm Andrew Collins. That was Joe Good in Manchester. We're in London.
It's a beautiful morning.
Finest city in the world.
Greatest city in the world, mate. I have won him round to saying that. He says that of his own accord now.
Yeah. It's pretty good, London. It's quite expensive.
Not compared to Tokyo. So.
But that's true, actually. If you live in Tokyo, you should move here. And then when you're here, you can move somewhere even cheaper in the country. Why are we doing this? I don't know. It's our place in the sun.
It's good to speculate.
Yeah. You know, a weird thing happened this week. We haven't got time to go into it in any detail, but I had to go for a meeting at Channel 4. Sorry to bring up a commercial TV station.
Look at him showing up with his TV career.
But what's interesting is if you get off at the tube station in London, near where Channel 4's offices are...
The tube is like this magic underground bullet, and you get on it. Now, listen, if you don't live in London, it's going to be complicated. You get on it, and then it's like you go to sleep almost, and when you wake up, you're in a different place. Anyway, sorry.
That's true. And weirdly enough, wherever it is you get off, it's still high living expenses. Anyway, as you walk to Channel 4, and you'll know this if you go there a lot, you walk past New Scotland Yard and you see this revolving sign, which you only ever see on the news, and it's really weird to see it in real life. It's actually real, folks.
Did you get paranoid that there'd been some sort of...
No, I didn't get paranoid. I accidentally did a report for a news programme while I was there, because there's a lot of cameras around. So the sun is shining, all is well, all the usual things are here.
We've got the Geek of the Week later.
Geek of the Week, hopefully, in the first hour. Oh, we've been in touch. The Geek of the Week's been in touch, so we have officially got a Geek of the Week. I love that.
Well, I'd like to know what the French for geek is. If someone would like to text in, please text in.
It'll be Le Geek.
Oh, surely not. They got the very protective over their language. Okay. They've probably got their own one.
If
like they have
French.
The French for weekend and Walkman.
Tell us what it is. And we'll play you Roots Maneuver now. Oh, we've got lots of nice music as well. Loads of nice music. And it's your thing. I forgot about that. We've got that. We've got an object. Have you got an object?
Yes, I have.
Oh, good.
We've got Johnny calling from Scotland.
Yep.
The Isle of Egg. I love Egg too, but where's he calling from? Come on. Come on. That was David Bowie. Of course it was. And the song's called Hang On To Yourself. Hang On To Yourself. It's a good title. And then before that, we had Roots Maneuver, Watch Me Dance. Which is a phrase that I say to a lot of people a lot of the time.
Is it?
No, if anything, I'm ridiculously shy most of the time.
Don't watch me dance.
Yeah,
that's
just
your song.
Close your eyes and then I can enjoy myself.
Yeah, look away while I dance. By Josie Long. And REM at the beginning of the show with pop song 89. Seems so long ago now. So much has happened since then. And we're going to play a brand new jingle that somebody's made for us, which is such a lovely thing. We've been on, this is our fourth week on air, and already they came in, but now they're still coming in, which is nice.
I know. It's very exciting because we're 80% of the way through now. And so, you know, the first couple looks quite awkward, and now we're sort of really relaxed.
Yeah. Probably too relaxed.
Yeah, if anything, the way I feel is it's like if you're trying to watch a video on the internet and then you get to 80% and then it just says buffering.
Yeah.
And then does nothing else.
Are we buffering now?
And that's this show is buffering today.
Well, so, we'll try to stop that. You can get in touch with us many different ways. We'll give you things to get in touch with us about. But let's remind people how they can get in touch with us, shall we?
You can text 64046.
Yep.
And I should say, usual charges apply.
That's true. They have always done, but we've just failed to.
Yeah, it'd be harsh if it was free until today. And then we were like, oh, do you like texting us? Yeah. Well, surprise.
And 64046 is the text. But if you want to go via Twitter to our Twitter page, which is a good thing to do, it's like a water cooler where you can hang around. And that is simply, I say simply because it isn't, BBC 6 Music Sat AM. BBC 6 Music Sat AM.
And if you look at it written down, guys, it looks like Satan.
Satan. BBC 6 Music Satan, that's us. If you go there and just hang out, we'll put stuff up there throughout the show, such as links and eventually Josie's comic strip, which she's already begun to create, which is a weekly occurrence now. And it was a little bit late last week, but we'll try and get it up at the end of the show today.
Yes. Can I say we've got a text through already saying, morning, if you're in Tokyo, geek is otaku. Otaku.
Oh, good.
From Georgie and Brendan in Leeds with mid-level living expenses.
That's good. I would say that doesn't work as well because it doesn't rhyme with week. But perhaps the Japanese word for week also rhymes with geek.
May I say, we've got so far two fantastic texts from Leeds. Someone else says, Tokyo, have a word. London is second only to Moscow in the cost of living. I think Evelyn Waugh was the first to coin the phrase, have a word, in a letter to Nancy Mitford, Jake of Leeds. I mean, if you could imagine my dream Venn diagram. I mean, I just don't know.
It's everything, isn't it?
If only Jake were French, it would be absolutely everything.
He might be. But can you tell us what week is in Japanese to see if it rhymes with geek? Because if it is, we could create a new jingle for it.
listen to me. This is the challenge for listeners today. If you speak fluent Japanese, if you can record us a jingle, and by jingle, it could just be you saying the phrase, let's speak to the geek of the week in Japanese. If you can do that by 1 p.m., yeah. 1 a.m., that's too easy. If you could do it by 1 p.m. and send it to us, you will be, oh my word.
Well, we'll play it.
Yeah, we'll definitely.
As long as it isn't sweary.
In fact, if we could have Geek of the Week in as many languages as possible over the course of today, oh, it'd be wonderful.
Geek of the Week is a very fine feature because it all relies on you. And we have had somebody put themselves forward and we have been in touch. So we are going to speak to them in the next, I would say, half an hour. So today's Geek of the Week, we'll have to hang on for. But if you want to nominate yourself, you still can between now and next week because we'll need another Geek of the Week then. Should also point out, this is just housekeeping, as they say in radio, that Matt Everett is sitting in for John Holmes today, despite the important sounding niggle person saying that it's John Holmes. John Holmes is... having a well-earned break, and Matt Everett is in.
And so we're going to play our new jingle, which is quite exciting in itself.
Who's it from?
It is from a man called Martin Austwick, who, if you listen to brilliant podcast Answer Me This with Helen and Martin, he's Martin, Helen and Ollie, he's Martin the sound man.
Yeah, he's the kind of ghostly voice in the background.
But he also records as The Sound of the Ladies, and he's got a website, soundoftheladies.com, and he's playing at Green Man as well. And he has... sent us this jingle. He's also said that there's a Spirit of Play song called Geek of the Week. There's a band called Spirit of Play, and they've got a song called Geek of the Week.
We'll have to find that.
And we're going to find that out later.
Well, we'll play this jingle then into the next track, which I'll explain afterwards. This is a brand new jingle from Martin.
Josie Long, she is a funny lady who loves music and song. Andrew Collins, lovely chap, he's got fewer tats than hardcore singer Henry Rollins. Andrew and Josie on BBC Six, some banter and cheek, Geek of the Week, and occasionally a Wu-Tang Texas mix.
British Sea Power and Georgie Ray there on Six Music. Before it, we had Soul Train, which was the only hit, I believe, of Swan's Way, a trio from Birmingham, and that was in 1984. I loved hearing that. I just felt like hearing it, and Swan's, so we played it.
It's Swan's Way, for me, when I think of that, I think of the Swan's Way is to break your arm.
That's what they
the
do.
Swan's Way.
Well, apparently ostriches also can kick a lion to death. That's why I learned that in the week. I don't know if it's true, but you'd be interested in this. There was an ostrich escaped in Dover in Kent.
And, beautiful Kent.
And what I like most about the story, I can tell you it off the top of my head. They didn't know where it had come from. So it was not like...
So how did they know it had escaped?
Well, this is an interesting philosophical point. But either way, there was a van driver, 6:30 a.m., saw it, and he was interviewed, obviously, by the people creating the news story. And he said, well, you know, I was going to stop the van and get out because it went past me at 40 miles an hour and it's 6 foot. And I thought, that's unusual. I'm going to go and stop it. Then I remembered I'd seen a wildlife program which said that ostriches can kick a lion to death. So I stayed in my van and he herded it very gently with his van into a car park where the RSPCA were able to pick it up.
Oh, that is an unusual morning, herding an ostrich.
Hell of a morning. So be careful of large birds because they can break your arm or kick a lion to death. So, just played at Swan's Way by Soul Train by Swan's Way, which pleased somebody on Twitter. I'm going to go and find out who it is by going off mic so you can talk.
Well, I don't know if I can talk. I'm so starstruck by the notion of kicking a lion to death. Seems full on. I'm genuinely a little bit overwhelmed.
He's back. The person is called Messy Cat. So well done, Messy Cat, for liking that Swan's Way track. That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Let's remind people that they can influence the comic strip that you are already drawing of the show. One every week. It's a free gift from Josie
to the world. To you. Yeah. An unasked for gift.
Exactly. And get in touch if you want to add your name or something you've thought of into the comic strip, which you will apply.
Andrew.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. And on the first week, somebody told me to draw hands and bicycles. And I like to think that I excelled at both. So please, I'm not afraid if you challenge me as an artist.
Yeah, challenge. So we'll be back after the Far Side.
That was Let England Shake by PJ Harvey, which is nominated for the Mercury Music Prize 2011.
It is.
As are King Creosote and John Hopkins. So very best of luck to them.
Yeah, it's nice to be one of the outsiders because you've got
I don't think they're the outsiders. I think they're going to win it.
That outsiders can win the Mercury Prize. That's what's good about the Mercury Prize.
I'm quite disappointed because I was really convinced that the Church of Unity Singers were going to be on the long list. And then, I mean, long is my surname, right?
You'll only ever be on a long list. No. It's always a long list if you're on it. If you've just tuned in, we should say hello. Hello, I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm Josie Long.
Yeah, and this is Six Music. And you may have noticed in the papers this week, or maybe you didn't, that there's a boy who is Brazilian and his dad says that he's magnetic. And there's a picture of him which went round with the story of him with a big casserole tin on his chest, this boy.
Now, how did he work that out to his son?
I think by mistake. It says, actually, the boy's father claimed that they found out when he asked him to fetch a knife and fork, and much to my surprise, says Dad, they stuck. So that's how they found out. And then presumably walked past the cupboard and a big casserole pot flew out and went, doing.
Do you know, I think that's what you do. After you found out that your son was magnetic, you would not be able to help yourself just going, try it with that spoon.
Yeah.
Yep, there we go. Well, what about this toy car?
Skeptics are already saying it might not be true, but I don't care, because the interesting thing to me about the story is that at school, it says in all the articles, he's being nicknamed Magnet Boy, right? Which I think is an unimaginative nickname for Magnet Boy.
The least they could have called him is Magneto.
Magneto, at least. That even sounds Brazilian. So he's called Magnet Boy, which just shows, I think, the paucity of imagination of school children.
Although I've just realised they're speaking Portuguese. Magnet Boy sounds exotic and foreign to them.
That's true.
If it's actually in English.
So we'll let them off, but it does still prove my point that sometimes nicknames are not sometimes the first thing you think of when you're a kid. Other times, and this happens in adult life, they're brilliant nicknames. Yeah. So we're celebrating nicknames. Did you have a nickname at school, Josie?
Oh, yeah. My best friend at school used to call me Finley, and I would call her Finley. And that's because my name's Josephine. Yeah. So it'd be Josephine, and Finley. Then it was Finley.
Okay.
But we still call each other Finley, Finners.
That's sweet.
Fins.
See, I think it's nice when they go into adult life. That's always good. Like Sting, you know, that was good. That's in adult life, isn't it?
It is in adult life.
And he being called Poor Sting because he had a striped jumper on. It's such a bizarre.
Is that really?
That
true.
Is exactly why I was called it, because he'd wear a striped jumper and they called him Sting, which is funny, presumably yellow and black one. I was called Collie just because of Collins, just shortened. I think they're boring, the shortened ones. That's quite a boring way to nickname somebody. But Collie, at least, is a dog and half of cauliflower. Some people call me cauliflower when I was very little.
I get called Longestine sometimes, which I really enjoy.
Oh, that's good. You see, much better than being called cauliflower. Cauliflower and Longestine. Of the two foodstuffs, I'd rather have a Longestine right now than a cauliflower. As a kid, a cauliflower is like, you know, it's like a swear word. Vegetables. So if you've had a nickname at school that's particularly good and you'd like to share, let us know. If you are in adult life, maybe in your office or workplace, have been given a nickname which you like, then let us know.
I'd prefer to know if you have a nickname which is completely arbitrary and rubbish and you can't shake it and you've had it for 40 odd years.
Let's have those. So any variation on the nickname theme will be good. andrew.6music@bbc.co.uk 64046 on the text, or you can go to the Twitter page, which is at bbc6music satam. This next record, I really should back off and let you introduce, I think.
Yes,
Josie.
So every week I get three free choices.
Can you spot which ones they are, listeners?
The awesomest ones. And this song is by a band that I would never assume that you did, but if anyone did follow me on Twitter halfway through the week, I went absolutely ballistic about this song because I almost felt like they must have written it specifically for me. It's called Let's Go Swimming, and it's by a band whose name I find intrinsically charming, which is Hello Darling. I think you have to say it like, hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling. Right, we're going to... song's called Let's Go Swimming, all right? The reason I like it is because there's a lyric in it that says... well, I like it because it's brilliant, but there's a lyric in it that says, this is simple and it's true. And that's how I feel about going swimming in cold water. And she talks about Shoreditch, which is quite near where I live. And I think it's brilliant. And I'm going to talk about it afterwards as well.
Okay.
Joy Division, what a tune! I very rarely say that phrase, by the way. And before that, it was Hello Darling with Let's Go Swimming. And they are going to be playing at the End of the Road Festival, which I wholeheartedly recommend.
Where is the End of the Road Festival?
It's at the Llama Tree Gardens, which is sort of near Salisbury, but not near enough to be cheap enough to get a cab.
Okay.
and Joanna Newsom's playing, all the things I like. It's basically they designed a festival for me and I'm not going.
I think Jim Bob is on as well.
Jim Bob. Oh, this is where you're going to bring up the fact that I'm not here.
I will bring that up later.
Okay, but if you liked Hello Darling, I would so strongly recommend their album. It's fantastic. And also they've got a track on SoundCloud you can listen to for free called Darren, which is about Darren Heyman from Hefner, which is, again, a wonderful Venn diagram.
So much indie.
Wanted to say, it's a lovely day. Please let me recommend, at 1 o'clock, take your digital radio with you so you can still listen to Six Music, but go swimming outside. Just do it. You will have the most wonderful afternoon.
I won't be, but I think you all should.
Oh, yeah. This is because Andrew is like, I'm not good in the water.
I don't really like being in it. I mean, I will go in it, obviously, to wash, but I don't really like being in it. If I had the choice between dry land and water, I'd pick dry land. That's just me.
I don't even know what I would pick. I'd be like, how long can I think about it?
We've got a new Geek of the Week, Ident.
We do. This is courtesy of Chris Cohen.
Yeah, and then we're actually going to do it.
If you like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, then I'd say that you're a fan of the week. And if you like one thing quite religiously that's frowned on by the majority, then I'd say that you're most likely a geek. And if you like celebrating a 7-day achievement of something which fits perfectly the description of which I speak, and then it's safe to say in every way you'll like this boop hip hip hooray, it's time for the Geek of the Week.
How lovely. And hello to our Geek of the Week, which is David Keep. Hello, David.
Hello.
How lovely. Hello. How lovely to hear from you. And what I like particularly about you, David, there are many things. One is that you nominated yourself, which I think is the correct attitude for Geek of the Week, because I think we're all in agreement a geek is better than a non-geek.
Yeah, geek pride.
So what you've done, you sent us some links, which we will obviously provide via our Twitter page. But I'll let you, David, tell us why you got in touch.
Okay, so a year ago when I was going off to uni, I decided that rather than take a load of pictures of my friends with me, I would recreate them all out of Lego figures.
That's nice. So how much kind of customising goes on when you do this to Lego figures? So you take existing Lego figures and make them into people?
I already had quite a majority from my childhood, but then there were some specific pieces to represent my friends that only exist recently. So I went on the website and sadly bought a few figurine pieces.
Hey, don't apologise for that. So you've got a massive range of different hairstyles. And
what kind of pieces are we talking about? Like little monocles and moustaches and things like that?
I had to buy a bearded figure from my best friend, Gary.
Amazing. Right. But then what if Gary takes the beard off? Do you get to sort of snap it off?
I haven't even thought about that.
That's too... It's unthinkable.
Do you know what, though? I feel like Gary now has a responsibility to keep the beard on.
That's true. That's
if he,
true.
If he shaves it off, he's being disloyal to you.
So you took these with you to university. Where were you going to university, David?
Crewe.
Okay. So are you in Crewe now?
No, I'm home for the summer.
Ah, of course you are. I forgot you lot have
He's not Nicholas Nickleby.
Months and months off. Did you bring them with you? Did you bring them home?
I want to find out what you're studying. What are you studying? I'm sorry.
Drama.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So that's actually too cool. You should be studying like aeronautic engineering.
Yeah, that's true. It's way too cool. And you also draw pictures, which I think is fair to say. Again, we'll put a link up. You create, you act. You're full of creative
juices. He's a triple threat.
And I think this is the most important thing. I know you did it to curry favour, David, but it worked. You made Lego figures of me and Josie, which we fully appreciate and love, don't we?
Yes, thank you so much. You should post them to us.
That's so demanding.
On,
no, you don't have
demanding?
To, David. You
oh,
don't have
it's
to.
It's like, oh, I've made you a cake, but you can't eat it.
No, you keep them, David. Please don't send them to us. That is so greedy.
He's greedy.
He doesn't send the other figures to his friends.
Oh, well, what a shame. Look, that on the penultimate show, we're going to fall out so badly.
if you want to send Josie's to her, that's very kind of you, and it's up to you.
It's almost like Andrew doesn't want it. Doesn't it sound?
What I'm worried about, David, is you are our Geek of the Week. You're our third, fourth.
Fourth Geek of the
Week. Geek of the Week. It's very important. It's an important role, an important honour, and I don't want you to send me something that I might lose. I'd rather have the photograph of it, which is safe, and for you to keep it, if that's okay.
I'll keep them both, and then I'll interact little plays with them.
Have you done a Lego figure of yourself?
Yes.
And can you please send a photograph of that to us so that when we can know what you look like when we put that up on the Twitter page as well?
Okie doke.
And just talk us through your comic. Because Josie's drawing a comic right now. You might well be, for all I know.
Yes, I've been drawing my comic every Saturday to your show.
That's nice.
Oh, really?
So we can see that online as well.
This is amazing. Yeah. Is anyone else out there listening drawing comics every week to join in with the show? Because if so, I think I'll be phenomenally happy about it. Sorry, I was so happy about that. That's I right. couldn't speak articulately.
If you go and look at David's online and copy a bit of it, and incorporate it as a tribute into your comic strip. And then maybe, David, you could do the same for a bit of one of Josie's comic strips. So we're swapping comic art now. Well, look, congratulations. As I say, you know it's a good honour because you put yourself up forward. But you are it. You are Geek of the Week, number four. And we celebrate you, David.
Thank you.
I can tell you're kind of a bit overwhelmed.
Absolutely.
But that's good.
That sounded really like, I can tell you're overwhelmed by this honour where you receive no prize.
Yeah, and you have to give some of your work away. We'll play Justice and Civilization for you.
Well, two things that we've celebrated quite wonderfully today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for getting in touch with us, David. And we will definitely put links up so people can see your comic strip and your lovely Lego figures.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
Do I have to say other interlocking plastic bricks are available?
Duplo?
They're not, though. Oh, Duplo, yeah. Thanks, David.
That was Elbow. And before that, it was Verica Salt, yeah. Which I like.
See the. It's 10 past 11. I'm Andrew Collins.
And I'm JC Long. And that jingle, the one that goes Saturday morning, reminded me because it was written by a dear friend of mine who's in the band John John Slave.
Yep.
And she was going through her old stuff and we met at university and she found that when I got my first chequebook, I got really excited. So I wrote her a cheque for £600 million. Right. And she found that she's still not cashed it. And I was a bit like, can you just wait a little bit longer before you do cash it? Because I'm just waiting for some payments to come through.
I like that. So it exists.
It
so
does really still exist.
Yeah, that's good. And we are after your nicknames and nickname stories, either yours or nicknames you've given other people, either at school or in adult life. What do they mean? Are they irrelevant? Are they brilliant? Partly because there's a boy in the news this week from Brazil. I'm not even going to tell you his real name because it doesn't matter. The kids at school are calling him Magnet Boy because he is apparently magnetic, which is not the greatest nickname in the world. So your nicknames are interesting. This is from somebody who doesn't give their actual name, which is good, so we'll have to call them by their nickname, which was Dougal. At school, due, this person says, to my long hippie locks. We call my friend John Scrapper after he accidentally landed a blow on my chin one evening, and another friend Stripey Pig for his badger-esque hair. You could just call him Badger, but that would be too easy, wouldn't it? Not sure where Stripey Pig came from, says the person, who we will also call Dougal.
Yes, yeah. Thanks, Dougal. I like this one. We call my friend Hovis. He's a celiac. Bit harsh, but he's grown to like it. John
nice.
In Reigate.
As long as you grow
he's
to
grown
like it.
To like
yeah, that's
it.
Nice.
I like this. I went Sweden when I was about 15 for 3 weeks. Now, that's a very Kentish way of speaking. I went Sweden, but he's actually not from Kent, but maybe he doesn't live in Kent now anyway, but we get all over the place. I went Sweden when I was about 15 for 3 weeks. I introduced myself as David. They said, hi, Bruce. I said, what? They said, we are going to call you Bruce. It is a typical English name. Bizarre, David Bradford.
That was a typical Australian name.
We are going to call you Bruce.
Yeah. Well, that's good. And that's quite biblical in a way, isn't it? You know, you are called and I'm going to call you. My girlfriend, this is David in Battersea. My girlfriend had a friend they called Monthly. Monthly. So this is slightly different. I'll tell you why, in case you're interested. Half of one ear was missing, right? So they had an ear and a half, which somehow turned into a year and a half, and therefore 18 months, which got shortened to Monthly. I mean, well, how annoying to have to explain that. As if having a bit of your ear missing isn't already drawing attention to you, and you have to explain why you're called Monthly. So there you go. Thank you for that, David in Battersea. And there is somebody who is called Badger, by the way, having spoken of Stripey Pig, who has badger-esque hair. I had a small white patch in my hair growing up, about the size of 10p, some kind of lack of melanin, says Badger. My nickname is Badger. In a way, I'd quite like you to not put your names on and just go by your nickname. I'll continue to be Cauliflower for the rest of the show.
Cauliflower and Lungerstein.
Yeah.
That'd be a good... That's kind of like a good wacky pairing. Like if we did the morning radio show in Australia, we'd be like, it's only the morning show with Cauliflower and Lungerstein.
That's nice. You get it in a posh restaurant where they have one tiny, tiny little head of
cauliflower. With a Lungerstein draped
and,
over
it. You know, kind of wrapped around it, perhaps. Tell you know, what, stacked on top of it.
If we open a restaurant, that's our signature dish.
Okay, and we might have to if this all goes belly up. So let's play a track from Glastonbury because on Wednesday, up until Wednesday, you can still see all the stuff that we've recorded at Glastonbury. There's in fact, pretty much every artist, I would say, of note. Beyonce's on there, U2, Wu-Tang Clan, which is pleasing to me. Just everybody, frankly. All the people that were up originally when we did our non-stop coverage on Six Music, they're up until the 27th of July, which is this Wednesday, up until midnight. So you can go there now and have a little look, bbc.co.uk/Glastonbury. And Josie and I both like battles, which is good news if you like battles, because it's about 6.5 minutes long, this track, but it's brilliant. It was, I didn't go this year, but it was the best thing I saw on television by far.
I did go and I saw them a couple of years ago as well at Glastonbury, and they're so intense, they're brilliant.
Brilliant. So this is Futura by Battles. That's Battles, Futura, recorded at Glastonbury.
Futura.
By the BBC. Amazing album. I forgot what it's called now. It's got pink on the front.
Glossdrop,
that's it. Thank you very much, Battles fans. We got a lot of Battles fans in the studio, actually. That was a massive, long track.
Yeah, Lucy, our producer, told us the most exciting thing, which is she started ice skating recently.
Yeah.
And because she does it properly, they let her put her iPod on. And so sometimes she can skate to that very track.
Coming out of the big ice rink speakers.
I can't think of anything more thrilling than that.
Battles are everywhere, because Joanne's got in touch and said she loves Battles as well. And she said via Twitter, went to a new hairdresser's this week and they were playing Battles. That's an unusual track to be hearing in a hair salon, but it would certainly make me feel more comfortable about having a head massage, which they often do, without really giving the option not to have it in hairdressing salons these days. So we want to know what nicknames you've had or given, and ideally ones that are clean. This is from Lara, who says, my husband's nickname is Sheriff, which is derived from Cart the Unstoppable Sex Machine's Sheriff Fat Man. Could have been worse then, couldn't it? He could have been the other half of that title. He got the name when he put on a shed load of weight in his 20s.
Oh, that's harsh.
He's not that fat anymore, says Lara, but the occasional taunt does him no harm. She's got him in line, hasn't she?
Very functional relationship.
That's nice. So well done, Lara and Sheriff. We like that very much.
It is good. I like this one that says, I bought a half pint on a night out when I was a poor student 10 years ago. My nickname since then has been HB. HP. Craig Nielsen in Edinburgh.
10 years later, one half pint, yeah. And it lives with you for the rest of your days. Surely it's like...
That's our culture.
There's got to be points on your licence. There must be a point where you don't have to have it anymore. You can move on with your life. You've done your
permanent
time.
Record.
I'll mention Jim Bob again later in the show, but I don't want to get confused in this particular link here. Towards the end, I have something to say about Jim Bob. I also have an adult nickname, which I forgot about, and I don't really like it that much. When I started working at Q Magazine, which is a very grown-up magazine...
Listen to this. Oh, Channel 4, Q Magazine.
Yeah, well, you know,
somebody.
I could pretend that I didn't, if you prefer. the bigger boys, who were already there, called me College, Andrew College, because I looked like a student still at that late age, the cusp of my 30s, and called me College for a long time, and quite a few people just still think of me as College. And then when I got here, for some reason, I didn't bring it with me, but it came with me, and Phil Jupitus started to call me College, and so I had more of it. It's like bullying. I think it's bullying. Not that I have anything wrong with, you know, looking like a student, but I don't anymore.
No, you don't.
No.
You look like a lecturer.
I look like an accountant, which is what I always wanted to do. So keep your nicknames coming in, andrew.6music@bbc.co.uk, or...
I look like a preteen French boy, I think.
Is that the look you're going for?
That's absolutely the look I'm going for.
Excellent.
Sorry, or you can text in 64046.
You can.
Usual charges apply.
Yeah.
Or you can email us, Andrew. You've just said that.
I've just done it, but you still can. And you can go to...
Sometimes people like to hear a woman say it.
That's true. They can't hear my voice. It's like dogs. They can't hear it. BBC 6 Music, Sat AM is our Twitter page, where many things are coming your way. So after this, Cud. Yeah, Cud. I know that pleases people. 6 Music. Oh, Cud.
I got excited. I was like, can you do us that? Oh, okay, thank
it's
you.
It's good that we do get excited, you know, on air and off. It's just like constant madness in here.
It's
just
true,
stuff flying around.
Enthusiastic young woman.
Yeah, Josie's working on the
woman.
Your comic strip over there is forming. Don't forget, you can influence the comic strip. If there's something you'd like Josie to draw in it, a bicycle or something harder to draw than a bicycle. Because I think you proved you can do a bicycle.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
No big deal, but I really did.
Yeah. That Cud track is for the Cud fans, because Cud fans are out there and they're not well served by radio. And occasionally, whenever I'm doing a show here, I just throw Cud in and usually 3 or 4 people go nuts. So there you go. I hope that they are going nuts or have gone nuts to that. We want to know about nicknames, though. Have you got nicknames there?
Yes, I've got a good one. My name's Roisin, but because I was such a bad-tempered, angry, stomping little girl with a bad attitude, may I say you sound awesome. My mum nicknamed me Rocky after Rocky Marciano, the boxer.
Yeah. Wow, that's good.
Amazing.
Not even after Rocky in the film, but the actual boxer.
No, like, yeah. You're not pretending to be a boxer. You really are a hard little kid.
That's excellent.
I think the idea of being a scrappy kid is the coolest thing.
You think? Scrappy?
Yeah.
Scrappy do. You like him better than Scooby-Doo?
No, I despise him and wish he'd not ruined everybody, what was otherwise a
everybody
good thing.
Despises Scrappy-Doo. And on Twitter, which of course you can go to our page, which is BBC Six Music Sat AM, somebody called Shane says, I have a colleague at work who is nicknamed Lego Head due to his Lego-looking haircut. He also gets called Danish. Lego-looking, which is lovely because, of course, our Geek of the Week, who we spoke to earlier, David Keep, whose work is up on our Twitter page. Go and have a look for it and press really the link. He deals in customised Lego men and ladies.
Can I say, it's not the first time that somebody's made a Lego figurine of me. When I was first starting comedy, a guy who worked at a comic book shop sent me a Lego figurine of me apropos of nothing. It was fantastic. It wasn't even that he was trying to woo me. It was just a nice thing to do, I think.
Well, that's it. That is the way to do it, you know. Send stuff to Josie, just like it's being sent stuff.
No, don't say that. There are psychopaths
never,
in the world.
Never send anything. But she just wants Lego figures of herself.
No, that's not even true. These are inaccurate descriptions
Lego
of my
Lego shrine
character
to yourself, made
okay,
by
a shrine,
all
sure.
The geeks
if you
of the
say
country
the S word, sure. Is another place. They got a show together on the radio on Saturdays. Six Music. Andrew's got himself a new friend. I'm sure it won't go wrong. She's Josie, Collins and Long. That was Little Dragon with Ritual Union.
Nice, that.
Yes, and it reminds me of the fact that I did a gig at the Toll Puddle Martyrs Festival last weekend.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Which is a festival celebrating the forming of the first ever union.
Yeah.
When I got there, I saw literally the best thing I've ever seen, which was 100 children ages 5 to 18 performing in pre-Victorian period dress, a rock opera telling the story of the Toll Puddle Martyrs.
Wow. Right?
And it was amazing. And also, there was the choir singing, and in front of them, there were about 30 children miming the lyrics and acting them out. It was the most stupendous thing I've ever seen. And if you were a part of it, I would like to say it was wonderful.
Well done, you martyrs. Yeah, I drove through Toll Puddle once when I was on my way to Dorset. It's down that way, isn't it?
Yes.
It in Dorset? Yeah, I was on my way down to the coast and passed through Toll Puddle. It's like one road, isn't it? And it's
all, yeah.
But history is in the bricks and the grass.
There's history everywhere around there.
Yeah. So it's time to do this, which is always a pleasure because Josie often sings along to the jingle.
Am I going to do it?
Well, I've built it up now. I feel bad
Can
for that.
You bear the frisson. It's like we're Skyping and we're going to see each other next week. It's your thing.
Nope. Do what you want.
I didn't do it.
It is your thing or our thing.
It's your thing.
Where we exchange an object of sort of our own antiques, really, at a little roadshow of two. We hand an object over the desk and the other person has to guess, really, what significance this is. So I'll hand you... there's a few things that go together here, Josie. I don't want to complicate it. I'll give you one thing and then let you to describe what that is, please.
I'm excited. Oh, this is simply adorable. It's the Airfix Modellers Club voucher stamps for Airfix kids, kits even. And then it says, not transferable, see back cover. Oh, it's so beautiful.
Have you seen how much money you get off an Airfix
kit?
You
get 1p off.
1p off.
2p off. 3p. I mean, I assume this was when, like, we're talking like the 40s or the 50s or something, when
it's
money meant something.
To
am
be
I right?
Post-decimalisation, I think you'll find.
Do you know, I think about that because my whole life has been post-decimalisation. And yeah. I was never taught old money. And it's still a complete mystery to me. Like, 12? How could there be 12 and like a farthing?
And why is it a D?
Yeah.
And it's a penny.
Unbearable. To the member of the Airfix Modellers Club, it doesn't say to the member, it says to member. Sorry, yeah, that sounds like he was the only one.
Yeah.
This book of stamps entitles you, when you purchase an Airfix kit, to money off to the value printed on each stamp against the series number of the kit bought. Only one stamp can be used against the purchase of one kit. I love that. I mean, how nerdy is that it's so tense about the rules?
1p? We're talking 1p.
But I should say, all these vouchers are still here. So
this is the odd thing. I'm surprised, actually, when I found this. I've also got there the membership certificate, which is lovely. The Airfix Modellers Club. There's also a price list, actually, of the models, which what I like about the price list, it gives you the year, so now you know the year.
What a nerd. 1977, you were 30 when you joined.
That's right, yeah.
Little jokes.
Yeah, it's okay. You can do models when you're an adult, as proven by the letter sent out to Dear Member when I joined in 1977, which is signed by, I don't know if you can read that there, or if you'll care.
Dick Emery?
Dick Emery.
That's amazing.
Dick Emery was the president of the Airfix Modellers Club. Dick Emery offered
probably
the telly.
Didn't make money off the telly.
Like, it'll be like a combination of Michael McIntyre and Paul Whitehouse and Harry Enfield. All rolled together. Dick Emery in 1977 was the king of comedy, and he was also a keen modeller. So I joined because I used to make models, as many kids do still, and certainly did more probably in 1977 when there were only three TV channels.
It is troubling that on the front of this Airfix price list is a big Nazi plane.
Well, do you know what?
It's a little bit harsh.
The military plane was very much the kind of, you know, the fulcrum of the modelling world. And if
did you
look
make
at,
a lot?
I made a lot, but the great thing is, and this is the thing that I like most, I didn't realise, in retrospect, I realised I didn't use any of the 1p or 2p off vouchers. I think I didn't want to ruin the little book. But also in the price list, you can see that I've ticked off the next models that I would like to get. And to be honest, I didn't get them all, but the very act of putting a tick by it used to make me happy when I was 7 or 8.
No, but I'm similar to that insofar as I love to plan trips, and then once I've planned the trip, it's almost that I don't need to go on
good
the
enough
trip.
Yeah, you see, so it reminds me of innocence, actually, the simple innocent pleasure of having a model kit, taking it into the garage, fixing it together with model glue and my little Humbrol paints. Humbrol no longer exists, so
no,
it's not
they
an advert.
Do.
Oh, do they?
Let me tell you something very interesting.
I thought the company had gone bust.
Well, they sort of did, and I know about it because there's an artist that I really like called George Shaw,
right?
And he's painted, he paints kind of in between grey areas. He grew up on an estate in Coventry, and he paints only using those specific enamel paints. And it's sort of it's thinking about childhood and please go and look at, sorry, I didn't expect to talk about him,
right.
So I'm sort of a bit garbled, but definitely look him up. He's got some fascinating work, really good. Yeah, and it's all about kind of what is a place that's worthy of painting, and what does that mean? It's
super
fantastic.
Well, and just I found this stuff. I didn't even know I had it all because I was thinking about models this week. And there you go. It's all together there. And I love the fact I've not spent them. I don't know why I didn't spend them. I really genuinely thought maybe that if I tore off that little 1p off, it would in some way spoil the stuff that Dick Emery had personally sent to me from the Airfix Modellers Club. Just chuck it on the floor and to a plate.
It slipped up. I'm sorry.
Your object, I have a very slight idea of what it's going to be, but I think it's probably the best one we've ever done. So we'll play this first. This is Anna Calvi, recorded at the Mercury Prize nominations announcement from her album, which was nominated. What are you pointing
at? As was King Creosote and John Hopkins.
Yeah, King Creosote and John Hopkins, but this is Desire. And then Josie's object, which is a stormer. That was a nice rendition. That's Anna Calvi, live in the Mercury nominations. Of
yeah,
Desire. So, Josie, it's time for your thing. Are you going to sing along this time?
Well, we'll find out.
Maybe.
So excited.
It's your thing. Do what you want to do.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. We get excited. We have established that my object this week was Airfix Modellers Club voucher card, and your object in front of me now, I will describe and then you will explain why this object is of personal sentimental significance. I would describe your object, if object now suddenly seems a slightly rude thing to say, as an adult woman with fair hair, somewhere between 40 and 41, I would say, in age.
Very nice.
Who is this, Josie?
This is my mum, Jenny Kavanagh.
Hello.
That is some
object. Round of applause. This is my thing.
And what is the significance of your mum?
Well, she brought me into the world and she could take me out of it. my mum, you live in Tenerife now.
I do live in Tenerife, yes.
So say hello officially to Jenny. Hello, Jenny.
Hello.
From Six Music.
I've come over to England for my 60th birthday.
Wow.
I know, you were way out with the age, you idiot. How could she be 40? I'm 29.
That's true.
We're having all kinds of surprises later, which I shan't divulge.
Obviously not.
I'm not allowed to know about my birthday party.
How does she know? How does she know there's the P word? Andrew might could ask you some questions now.
I don't want to. Obviously, it would be wrong to just embarrass Josie, which parents are very good at embarrassing their offspring in an affectionate and nice way. But is there anything you can tell us about Josie when she was growing up that will embarrass her?
Well, not embarrass her, but she was a very entertaining little child. And I would take her sister, who's a little bit older than her, to school in the morning. And then I would bring her home and I would sit her in her little swing, which was hanging from the cherry tree in the garden. And she would make
it
up
jokes. It
sounds
idyllic.
It was. And she would make up jokes. Oh. And she would say, listen to this one, Mummy. She was literally probably about two and a bit.
And that's probably
young. And she would say, listen to this one, Mummy. One for the master and one for the dame and one for the little boy who fell down a drain.
See, that's
and then she
good.
Would laugh and laugh and
really
laugh and
good.
Laugh and laugh and laugh. And then she would say, one for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy who jumped off a train.
You can really see why some newspapers give me 2-star reviews, can't you? You can really see that. You can see
subversive.
Why some people hate my voice.
Another thing about Josie, which is interesting, is her dear little nicknames. She called herself Odie because she couldn't say Josie.
I don't remember that, so it can't
now,
be true.
We used to watch a lot of children's television because, you know, time does drag, rather. And, we used to watch a programme called The Flumps.
I remember The Flumps.
Which
I don't
you
remember
will remember
it.
If you're of a certain vintage.
Yep.
And there were these dear little creatures with floppy hair called Posy Perkin and Poodle, and she was Posy, and she still looks like Posy Flump, actually.
Have you looked?
If
you
I
Googled
look that
them?
Up, and it's like a big fat horse or something.
No.
It'd be so crunches. Heartbreaking.
You must remember.
They're
the
round. They're like that.
This is a thing you do, right? My mum does. You do this thing where you go, you must remember, I took you there. You were 1.5. I'm like, how could I possibly remember
can
that?
Can I just say something about old money?
Yes, of course. We mentioned
predestination. Now, LSD stands for Libre Sestercii.
Oh, she's on shaky ground.
Okay. Libre Sestercii and denarii.
This is another thing I would like to tell the world about my mother. My mum knows a lot about Latin and about the words, the origins of words. What's that word? Etymology?
Linguistics. Oh, linguistics. Generally, yes. I used to be a linguistics lecturer many moons ago before I was a retired person.
Right.
There you go. You know a lot about my mum. Can I also say you're doing your phone
system.
Voice?
Oh, sorry.
No, I like it. It's nice.
The 12 and 20 system was the European system until Napoleonic times. And I went into a little French village once and I looked in the church records, which the priest showed me, and there were the accounts in pounds, shillings and pence from the 1790s.
And that survived until, was it in the late 60s or early 70s when we changed and went decimal?
72.
There you go, 72. See, I remember that. I was alive. Look, it's a real treat to have you here. It's not something that happens every day, and nor should it, because it would spoil it if every week one of us brought in one of my parents. But I think it's nice that you're the first parent that I can think of that's been brought
up
in the
studio. I'm really excited. I wish that what I'd like is for people to be able to ask my mum questions or, like,
well, listen, if you have a question you'd like to pose to Josie's mum, Jenny, then please do get in touch. andrew.6music@bbc.co.uk, 64046 on the text, or go to Twitter, where it's BBC 6 Music Sat AM, and we'll filter them out, obviously. We don't want to hear any more embarrassing things about Josie as a child. That's really not fair on her. I don't know how big a fan you are of Motorhead or The Prodigy, Jenny. Which of the two would you prefer to hear next?
Oh, Prodigy, please.
Prodigy, okay, yes. We'll go Prodigy. It's a real treat to have you here, and by all means,
my mum loves to rave.
Stick around, as they say in radio. After this, then, The Prodigy. Six.
I'm Josie Long.
I'm Andrew Collins. You're listening to Six Music.
Yes, and that was the Bombay Bicycle Club, and they're going to be in session with Lauren Laverne next month.
Lovely.
And that was their new single.
Yeah, it's very good. And if you've just tuned in, which you might have done, just to recap what happened before top of the hour, as we call it in radio, is that we were introduced to Josie's mum, Jenny, who's still with us. And nice things have been written about you, Jenny, including from Steve, Unlovable Steve, as he calls himself. He says,
I like Unlovable Steve. He's my friend on Twitter.
Yeah, he's nice, Steve. In real life, but he says on Twitter, she's ace about you. Can she be my mum?
Yeah.
I don't know if that means you actually have to adopt someone on air, but I mean, spiritually,
why not? Let's go for it. Let's
So that's nice. So you're a big hit, Jenny. And I've got a couple of questions. You did say, has anyone got any questions for Josie's mum? Because you can't have a mum and not ask them questions, because mums know stuff that we don't know. So here we go. From Tim in St. Albans, how long should I bake my shepherd's pie for?
Oh my goodness. Oh,
how are you on cooking? You need to get a little bit closer to the mic, because this is important information.
Sorry. How long should you bake a shepherd's pie for? Well, it would depend entirely on whether he'd pre-cooked the meat, wouldn't it? If you'd pre-cooked the meat and the potato was pretty thick and you've got a bit of cheese on top, you wouldn't need more than about 20 minutes.
Right, okay.
But if you hadn't pre-cooked the meat, of course, then you'd have to put the potato on afterwards. You don't do cooking in Tenerife, where I now live, because it's so hot.
Right.
The sweat drips off you onto the cooker.
So what do you do? Just go out?
You just eat cold meat and salad.
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's the Tenerife way. Yeah. Well, Tim's in St Albans, sadly, so he will need...
Very different to the Swans way.
Very different. The other question is from John in Billingham. Let's try not to all cry when I read this out. How proud are you of Josie? On a scale of 1 to 10. This is a terrible thing to ask while Josie's sitting there.
Well, probably about 500.
See, now we're all being slightly sick.
No, but I heard the word 5 and I was like... Oh, well, maybe the party won't happen.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
I've always been monstrously proud. She was always born to do comedy, and I was driving past a comedy club one day and it said, why not sign up? So I went in and paid the deposit and signed her up. And
there was an art centre near where I lived. They had a workshop.
Kind of 12 or 13. And... she did her first gig when she was 14.
So you see Jessie's.
That makes
first
it seem
gig.
Like a stage school
I
kid.
Was there,
it was
yes.
there
it was
like
East
an
Dulwich
art centre near our house.
Yes. And it was East Dulwich Tavern, her first proper gig. And Harry Hill and Joe Brand were on the bill.
Wow.
Because it was a pub, we had to take her up the back stairs because she wasn't allowed to be in there because she was only 14.
Yeah, you see. Started jamming, didn't
she? And she got bigger laughs than Harry Hill.
And that was simply not true. And that was when she was 2. That's amazing.
I couldn't be more embarrassed at this moment because I'm worried that people are like jumping to conclusions. I just don't even know.
Let us wish Jenny well while she's here.
Thank you.
And have a nice birthday, obviously. I hope it all goes well and the surprises are worth waiting for. But thanks for coming in. We have to get on with the show. You can stay in here while we play the next record because it's one Josie has chosen. So we'll dedicate this to your mum, but you must explain who it is.
This is a band that I really like. They're from Glasgow. They're called Over the Wall. And this song is called Thurso, and I like it a lot.
And a little round of applause for Jenny. Let's not even bring your mum to work day.
That was Over the Road. Over the Road.
Over the Road. Who are Over the Road?
I was ready to say it and then my head just went Over the Road. That was Over the Wall.
Over
and
the wall.
If you live in Glasgow, the second best city in the UK, then you can go and see them at King Tut's Wawa Hut, which at the Summer Nights Festival on Monday night.
And that's called Thurso.
Yes.
And do you think Over the Wall are named after the Echo and the Bunnymen track Over the Wall?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, it'd be quite nice if they were. You're listening to Six Music. And we actually, every week now, it seems, are hearing from what we're considering to be our programme's baby.
The programme baby.
So Maya Holcombe was born the first week we were on air and was 29 hours old when she first got in touch and is now 3 weeks and 29 hours old. That's correct, isn't it?
Yeah.
And she's been in touch.
Dear Auntie Josie and Uncle Andrew, hello again. This is a cry for help. Daddy has decided that we have to watch the cricket, whereas I obviously want to listen to you guys. May I say, Maya, already after 3.5 weeks, you are right and your father is wrong.
Yeah.
Cricket is very slow.
And you can have this on and have the cricket on.
You don't need to hear it.
You
don't need to hear
heavens it. Above. What kind of sound goes on?
Unless it's the West Indian commentator who's really cool. What do I do? Also, I don't have a nickname yet and I feel left out.
Oh.
I like milk, elephants, fool's gold and Saturdays. Any ideas? Yours as always, Maya Holcombe.
Maya Holcombe, she's reliable.
You can call her Badger. That's a good nickname.
Badger, and just hope that she grows some white hair in amongst the dark hair.
Elephants, fool's gold and Saturdays when the cricket isn't on.
And milk.
And milk,
yeah. So I'm listening to you. Elephants, milk, fool's gold.
And the Saturdays.
Okay, if
I feel like we're going to have to improvise a comedy song now.
A nickname it's like the Comedy Store Players. Like, okay, so I've just brought some milk and I don't know what you're doing with that elephant, but it's certainly in the room.
Very good. Very good.
I'm wasted. Actually, I'm wasted. So let us know if you have a name for Maya Holcombe, who is officially the Andrew Collins and Josie Long show's baby, which is nice. And she gets in touch. She's very eloquent for a 3 week old baby.
She's the best baby.
I don't know whether it's too young to have a nickname. Because we stay with you for life.
It's a bit early on, isn't it?
She's not even 5 weeks old yet. It just seems so unfair, but she does seem to want one. So if you've got one that sums up elephants and milk and fool's gold, presumably fool's gold by Stone Roses, then let us know. andrew.6music@bbc.co.uk if you want to get in touch.
64046.
Yep, and at BBC 6 Music Sat AM, where Auntie Nubbins was kind enough to send in a link to a picture of Posy Flump. Having mentioned the Flumps earlier on, and you wondered why your mum called you Posy Flump, you can look at the picture and now you'll know. I hope you're not upset.
Thank you, Auntie Nubbins,
for going to the trouble of doing that.
I still am very embarrassed about my...
Don't be. This is Dawn Penn. Love that ending. That's Björk and Crystalline on Six Music. We just saw Matt Everett, who's filling in for John Holmes this afternoon after Liz Kershaw is done at 4 p.m. You have your Matt Everett in for John Holmes, slightly taller than John Holmes. That is the main difference between the two of them. Otherwise, cut from the same cloth. I should say this now. Josie, as a working comedian, is slightly predictably going to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival for most, well, all of August, frankly. So that's inevitable. It's one of those things. So I will be bereft for those weeks when she's not around.
Oh, will you actually be? Are you just saying
I know,
that
I really
radio?
Will be, yeah. And obviously, I'll still be here because I'm not going to Edinburgh because I went last year and it nearly killed me emotionally, physically and actually. So
that's what it's
like. Yeah, well, you're a working comedian. I decided that it was not for me. So I am going to be here. And over the first three of those weeks, I have a different co-host each week, which means, ooh, and I think you will all know that what I'm about to ask you next is, could you do some jingles for us? We only need one per show. The first week is Jim Bob of Carter the Unstoppable Sex Machine fame and solo artiste in his own right. He will be here co-hosting with me the first week. The second week, I have to get this right around, the second week is Mark Haynes, who you'll know as Richard Bacon's sidekick. He won't be my sidekick because that's insulting. He will just be the person sitting opposite me. And then the week after that is Matt Berry, who you will know as a musician and the man off of the IT Crowd and the Mighty Boosh. So they're the three gentlemen we have lined up who are prepared to take on the task of filling the shoes of Josie Long. Clearly impossible to do, but we have to work with what we've got. Since she's
That's life, isn't it?
She's so selfish, she thinks Edinburgh is in some way important to her career.
Listen, I really want to get bad reviews and to have a hard time of it. And yes, sometimes, you know, it's not enough. Anyway, so, I don't. I really, really want
so
to.
So if you feel like making a jingle for any of those three partnerships, in fact, all three would be lovely. I know we ask a lot of you, right? I know we ask a lot of you, but I'm asking it now. andrew.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Okay, if you'd like to join in for the glory of having it played out a couple of times in the show on Six Music. I've got to play Teardrop Explosion.
But they could just write a jingle about how much they missed me.
Yes, they could. You really could. That's Wild Beasts.
Yes, who I've said before, my friend Katie Harkin plays with, and she's in the band Skylarkin, and you should listen to their song Matador this afternoon.
Okay, while I'm not swimming.
And just do it while you're swimming. Sing along.
I'm not going swimming, though. I think we've established I am not swimming. Everyone else who's influenced by you and do anything you say will go swimming, but I don't.
There's nobody who does that.
Kelis before that with Milkshake. And
I pronounce it Keyless.
Keyless, as in lost your keys.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You can do what you like, frankly. You are in control. As the chef told me when I asked him for a tip on how to make the best scrambled egg, he said, remember, you are in control, which I like, because up to that point, I'd assume the eggs were in control of me, but now they're not. Nicknames we were talking about earlier on, amazingly, they're still coming in. This is from the text from somebody, it doesn't matter their real name. Let's just have, Yolanda. She's actually talking about a friend of hers at school who was called Snob. And do you know why they were called Snob?
No, why?
Her blameless friend, because he refused to eat takeaway chips with a wooden fork. So he was a snob, which I would think actually using a fork makes you a snob, doesn't it? But anyway, I've had many nicknames myself, says Yolanda, but none of them are suitable for broadcasting at this hour. Currently making gluten-free scones in Newbury. So
well,
there you go.
God bless you for your gluten-free baking.
God bless you. Have you got any over there?
Oh, yes, I do. At college, my lovely friends christened me Chewbacca because I had hairy arms and my name is Rebecca. Chewbacca, sorry.
Oh, I
see. And then
see.
She said, I wax them now. Oh. P.S. We're still friends.
Oh, well, that's
that
okay,
to me
then.
Is a sad story. It's like they still bully me.
Yeah. You know, even though you haven't got Chewbacca arms anymore. This is from Ginger Pete in Belfast, who says, my friend has been called Moosey forever. I've known him for a long time as Moosey. He once took a huff because I wore a T-shirt with a moose on it. It was sometime later that I found out his real name, which is Aiden. And do you know why he was called Moosey? Because
what?
He put moose in his hair once as a teenager. He's spelled M-O-O-S-E, but that's not how you spell moose.
Well, I think you shouldn't be allowed to forget if you put moose in your hair.
No, that's it. You're scarred for life from that. What are we playing next? Oh, I know. We're playing something that you want to play.
It's my third free choice, and I'm so chuffed to get to play this because I think that this man is a genius songwriter, and this album I talked about on the show the other week.
Yeah.
The album's called Everything/Everything, and the artist is Simon Bookish, who is just fantastic. The album is about the Enlightenment, it's about all kinds of things, and it is some fantastic songs. And this song's called Carbon. So That was Simon Bookish with Carbon, and I urge you to check out his stuff. And that was for Ben Goldacre, Dr. Ben Goldacre, who is also a massive Simon Bookish fan.
There you go. I like Simon Bookish because he used the word stencils in that song, and you don't hear that a lot in use rock, which I would like to hear more of it. Right, now, every week we speak to a friend of the show, Johnny, who is in a different place in Scotland every week, which makes it exciting. Also, he provides us, amazingly, with a new 30-second song every week, which we will play after we've spoken to him. And this is now traditional, that when we speak to him, Josie, who thinks this is a good idea, pretends to be a different Scottish person every week. Who are you going to pretend to be?
And he falls for it every time. Who are you going to pretend to be this week? Well, you'll know as soon as I start speaking.
Okay, well, let's call up Johnny. Here he is. Off you go.
Okay, he's totally going to fall for it this time.
Go.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Johnny. This is Andy Murray, the tennis player.
Andy, hi.
So you totally fell for it. You idiot, it wasn't Andy Murray. How could it be Andy Murray?
Andy Murray after all.
Josie got you again. Now, you are in or on the Isle of Egg, which is where you reside currently, Johnny, so reception may be slightly odd.
Yes, I'm sorry, I'm broadcasting to you from the planet Egg.
The planet Egg. And so you're far away, but this is obviously a place where you go for peace, spiritual peace. So presumably you're in a very peaceful place.
I'm in a caravan. I'm not going to lie. I'm in a caravan on the Island of Egg. And it's very peaceful. It's very nice, very tranquil here. Although it's party central on Tuesday when we discovered my boss, King Tweedle, has been nominated for a Mercury Award.
Your boss, and you may like to explain who your boss is. It's not Adele, is it?
It is not Adele.
Who's
it
your
is
boss?
Not Adele. It is King Creosote.
King Creosote, one of the 12 and nominees. That's amazing, isn't it?
We're all welled up. And so is John Elizabeth Hopkins.
Of course, who has provided the other half of the record. That's amazing news. So you're in a good mood.
I'm really happy we had, because off the back of it, the album was released on Domino Records, and Kenny Clark, the Fence Records thing, and because of that nomination, we've had more than 12 new visitors to our website.
More than 12? So basically, that's definitely, all the other nominees have been on the website to check it out, and probably one of their mums.
That's brilliant news.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Now, look, even though it's lovely to hear from you, we can't hear you as well as we'd like. It's obviously the walls of the caravan are causing trouble. They're presumably made of metal, are they?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's quite a fragile. It could blow into the sea at any moment as well. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. It's nice to hear you. You sound a little bit like an alien speaking to us from a spaceship, which we know you're not. We're going to play your song now, Johnny, which we really do appreciate every week. And of course, next week we expect another one as good as this one. Perhaps you'd just quickly like to tell us what the song is about.
Well, this song is about the caravan I'm in.
Right.
It's about a bird came flying in, and it startled me. Startled.
Terrifying.
And so I've written a song about being startled, and the bird was quite startled as well.
Okay, so it's a kind of dual startling thing with you and a bird in a caravan. Once again, thank you very much. We'll speak to you next week. Will you be there again next week or somewhere else?
Well, I'm not sure. I was thinking I might come down to London, but then I don't know. I might just go back to Anstruther and complete the circle.
Okay.
On my tour to Scotland. So maybe I'll do that.
All right. If you're here, we will make you come in. But if not, it would be lovely that if you complete in circle. That's a nice idea.
I was going to say, there was a thing on a tweet I noticed last week where someone had tweeted something to you guys about a really rare record sold by a man in Fife.
Yes.
Did you call that?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I was thinking, apparently, I was looking it up. Cause I didn't get to hear the show because I was on Orkney. But I was looking it up. And apparently there was 2 copies of that record made, and that's why it's so valuable. Right. I'm going to make a record that's more valuable than that.
You're going to make one copy of a record.
One copy of the record is going to be all the 30-second songs I've done for the show. And I was thinking, in order to win it, you've got to send in a suggestion via Twitter or whatever for next week's song, which I'll write. And then if you win, I'll send you the record.
Oh, and it'll be extremely rich. It'll be your nest egg.
Yeah, we'll have to look up the new rules about giving things away via the BBC, I'm afraid. But it's a lovely idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, it is. Well, look, let's play this week's first, and we'll speak to you again next week, Johnny.
Beautiful.
Have a good week, Johnny.
Bye.
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 just try to write a country song from my trailer on the planet egg. When a bird flew through the window out of nowhere and he turned to me and said, everywhere.
And there it is, 30 seconds of beauty. The Pictish Trail there, a lovely song about a bird flying into the caravan. We'll have another one next week. In the meantime, though, Noah and the Whale, Life is Life, who are in with Lauren. In the week, you can still hear that online, even if you're on the Isle of Egg.
That was Noah and the Whale with Life is Life.
Life is Life. They're in here. They had a load of equipment.
I bet they bloody did.
They really did. What an awful lot of equipment they brought in. Some people just come in and sit on a stool and have a guitar, but not them. Oh, it was like Muse were coming in. So we're done then. We're handing you over to Liz Kershaw with great pleasure. And don't forget, after she's done, it's not John Holmes. It's Matt Everett.
And have a lovely week. And may I say, next weekend is the Indie Tracks Festival, which is in near Derby. And it's fantastic. If you can get there, you should.
So that's next weekend.
Yes. Okay. And also, turn left, New Cross. I think it's tomorrow, but it could be today. I can't remember what
that's
day it is.
That's in South London.
1 p.m. Yes, 1 p.m. till 11 p.m. They're having like a zine fair with comedy and cakes and all that kind of lovely stuff that people like.
Are you going?
And it's, I can't, but it's at the old police station in New Cross. And I think it's tomorrow, but it could be today. I'm an idiot.
Check local press for details. That's what I always say. So we'll send you over with Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. It Takes Two. Before that, though, the comic strip is nearly completed and it will be up and scanned and ready to look at via Twitter, which is BBC 6 Music Sat 8M.
And as always, it is a complete pleasure to be in your company.
Who are you talking to? You talking to the listeners? Yeah, for a moment there.
But it was loads of fun to present it with you as well, Andrew.
Good. Liz is next.
Right about now. You're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.